Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to talk today about what it would be like if we were to learn how to teach our children well. You know, in the next step of trying to figure out how to parent, we have made a million mistakes here in my house. But listen to what Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22 has to say. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. The answer is to look at how do we discipline, direct, teach, and train our children. Now, traditionally, in like a house that I grew up in, strict discipline was the mode of training. But the modern view is parents mainly are supportive and allow kids for self-discovery. Well, the book of Proverbs teaches us that there is an ultimate goal of parenting that is neither mere control nor is it total affirmation, but to teach children how to become wise and how to become righteous. It would be silly, absolutely silly, to expect a kid to work out for themselves the moral wisdom of this age. What makes a person capable of coming up with a standard of what's right, what's wrong, is not that their parents taught them exactly right, but that their parents did teach them. Now, if there are folks that are parents and they're held to a coherent account of good and evil and tried to impart it, even if later it's rejected in whole or in part, at the very least, a child would have developed a critical moral faculty. You see, the picture that our kids have, the worldview they have, is influenced by us, but I do believe that at the end of the day, what we are inevitably has much more power than what we say. If we want our children to count on the power of prayer, then we will become praying people. If we want our children to speak graciously and kindly of other people, we will speak graciously and kindly of people. When I think about that, I think maybe parents just let their kids grow up as a detached, autonomous self in this world today. That's honestly like parental malpractice, though. We have to, for our children, do what our Heavenly Father does for us when He sent Christ to His fatherly with His fatherly teaching. How does that impact you? And the answer is, what you do and how you do it is going to impact your children, including how you say, I love you, how I support you, how I encourage you, and how I correct you. If we want our children to be people of faith, they must see us live our faith. I am fearful that often we lose our children because we live one way and ask them to live another. So today, I encourage you to take a look at Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Listen to your father and let that be your heavenly father first, who gave you life. But don't despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. I love that. Make sure you teach your children to speak the truth, buy the truth, and live the truth. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!